Blog Talk Radio.
That song was quite poignant, standing in a circle of peace. And certainly we should, but we need to know where that circle is and what components it has, what protocol, procedures, and code it has in order to maintain that circle of peace. See, we have been socially engineered and conditioned to be such a monstrosity that we don't know much about anything, unfortunately. And thus, we don't stand in the circle of peace. We stand just outside the circle, causing mayhem, confusion, conflict, and murder. And this country is full of murder. They write books about murder in this country. Murder on the roof, murder on the train, throw mama off the train. You know, we're quite complacent and content with that. We don't want to stand in that circle. We love it. Some of us don't want to go back home. We love throwing mama from the train. We love murder in the basement. On the farmland. Murder, 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 murder. And we even write songs about murder and we glorify it. It is a small wonder that we have become the monstrosity that we have become because we don't want to follow the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. This country is a violent land with violent people. And unfortunately, because of social engineering and conditioning, mental illness. It goes hand in foot. If you don't know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, for all intents and purposes, you become a monstrosity. You're not good for yourself. You aren't any good for anyone else, truth be told. That's why these codes are essential, to know what Yah expects of us, to be the precious people that he expects us to be the special people that he expects us to treat each other in a special manner, not in a monstrosity manner, where we kill each other, mistreat each other, abuse one another, fornicate on one another, and so on and so forth, and write rap songs about it. It's a sad statement of affairs that we can't even get together for a little family dinner, a little house party, a little small gathering. Because of the monstrosity, because of the lack of awareness, for as Yah is concerned, I guarantee you, there's going to be some blue and white lights and some fluttering and some yellow tape when it comes to us. And we're complacent about it. We're content. Oh, that's all right. That's collateral damage. That's what your enemy has told you. And those are the very same lies you tell yourselves and each other. That's just the way it is. No, it may be the way it is in this Western Hemisphere under the domination of universal white race supremacy, but that is not the way it was supposed to be. That's why we're compelled to pray for our elders that gathers out of that land of milk and honey, where everybody knew what they're supposed to do, when they're supposed to do it, and how they're supposed to do it, and knew how to treat each other. And that's why we should pray for ourselves, because of our complacency and a lethargic attitude when it comes to one another, that we don't see each other in that special light as Yah sees each other. That's why these studies are essential, because we have no code, we have no culture what to speak of. You know what we call the culture in this Western Hemisphere? We call it, that's my hood. That's my hood. That's what we do, man. That's what we do, man. You know how it is, you know. And talking a whole lot of nonsense that doesn't make any sense to anybody but you. And nobody's beating a pathway to our doorways with that so-called black / African culture, color / continent culture. That's not who we are. I know you've been socially engineered and conditioned to believe so, but you're not a color, and you certainly ain't black, truth be told, / continent. You are Hebrew Israelites, and you need to comport yourself as such, and you need to know these codifications. You need to know who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing. All this other nonsense, waiting to vote every 2 and 4 years, and not doing nothing for yourselves in the processes. Not doing anything for yourselves in your community. Waiting for somebody to give you a hand-me-out, a hand-me-down. Instead of stepping up on your feet and stepping up to the plate and doing what you can for yourself and for one another. And learning what your real culture value is. And learning what that culture is. And those are the studies we offer you. No, it's not a warm, fuzzy feeling. No, you're not going back to beat your chest. Oh, I'm a Hebrew Israelite. Yes, sirree, Bob. I'm a Hebrew Israelite. But that's about the gist of it, because I don't study anything. I know everything. How asinine and foolish does that sound? You have to know your codifications. You have to know your protocol. You have to know your procedures. Because at this moment, as I speak, truth be told, the most of us have become a monstrosity. We place little value on ourselves. And certainly little or no value on each other. That's why these studies are essential and imperative that you get them right. You get the fundamentals right, and everything else will proceed from that. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And perhaps you are wondering, Yamsu, who are the people that you're making reference to? Well, I spoke to Sister Aviyah this morning. Actually, I spoke to her through her son, Pop, and she couldn't speak because she had some dental work going on, but she's here listening because she knows these studies are imperative. But Sister Abby out from New York City and Brother Cartier from New York City, they know the importance of fundamentals. They know the importance just like electricity. They know the importance that you learn to be an electrician. You can't go in there and rewire everything the way you want to. how you want or when you want it, just because you have to rewire or wire it the way it's supposed to be wired. That's how our relationship with Yah is concerned. We have to wire this relationship the way it's supposed to be wired and treat each other the way we're supposed to be treating each other, instead of this so-called black culture, this hood culture, which is nothing but a monstrosity unto itself. Everybody divided into groups, into gangs, into religions, and so on and so forth. That is a monstrosity, young people. And we need to stop motivating and laying down on the Most High. We're all representative of the Most High, not Sister Cottrell or Sister Avion, Yom Sufari. You're a representative of the Most High too. And you need to get these things, these fundamentals right and correct yourselves. And stop lying to yourselves and or each other. Talk about every 2 years, things going to get better. Every 4 years, I vote, it's going to get better. I just lay down on my laurels and everything going to get better. I just be complacent and everything going to get better. No, it doesn't get better by that. It gets better by way of your actions. It gets better by way of your studies. It gets better by way of your application of said studies of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. Praise and bless his holy name. And what do I know about Cartier and Sustavia? What I know about you, that's why you're here. Because you love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters as yourselves, and you want to get it right. You're not here for a warm, fuzzy, make me feel good, Yom Su. I'm not about to make you feel good. I'm here to make you get it right. You want somebody to make you feel good, go to church. This ain't church. This truth. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So let me bring them on for you. So Savia, she can't speak. But I'm going to turn her mic on, but she can't speak. But like I said, she had that dental work. But Brother Cottrell can. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom, brother.
Shalom. Bless Yah, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah Shufari, and Most High bless you. How you doing?
I'm doing, brother. You know how it go. Praise Yah. Thank you for asking, though, and keep us in your prayer.
And I hear your cry, man. I hear your pain.
Exactly.
And, our people are socially engineered, like you said.
Right.
But it ain't our fault, you know.
Right.
We're descendants of people who are brought here by force. And what we know is what we know.
Right.
We hope the people out there are gaining wisdom, knowledge, and understanding so we can change our paradigm, how our hoods are.
Right.
And I don't know if the people that need to hear the message are listening to the message.
Right.
But you got 5,000 listeners, which means they may be trying to make a change.
5,200, I believe, Katya, by last check was 5,200, and the numbers are still increasing, praise Yah.
Yes, so we hope, you know, this message gets out. Because Yah, the creator, it's going to be a day of recompense, and all that we do is going to be held accountable for each and every one of us.
Exactly.
So
love your brother and sister. Are we our brothers and sisters keepers? We certainly are. Praise Yah. And Cartier's right. Right. The onus is not upon us, but we have become complacent in the situation we find ourselves in these captivities, and that is very unfortunate. And that's on us. Praise Yah. Cartier.
Yeah, you're right. We're not really all complacent because we do achieve things here in captivity. But
right.
We just have to refocus our direction to the right direction.
Exactly, Cartier. Exactly, my brother. Thank you very much, Cartier. That's very astute and very profound what you just said. Thank you and praise Yah. Well, Cartier, fellow students, for Savia. If y'all ready to proceed with the Most High Word, because I need this just as much as y'all need. That's why it's good for me to be back at work. Laying off ain't no good. You just be depressed when you're laid off. This lifts my spirit, this other spirit. And sometimes you got to do for others, and then you get a benefit simply by doing for others. Praise Yah. Chapter 22 of Shemot. So, no, I'm not talking about Exodus. Some of you call it Exodus. That is not the correct name for this. That is a Greek word. The correct name for this is a Hebrew word means Shemot, meaning the book of names, and the most important one you will find out in these studies is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. Praise and bless his holy name. And 22nd chapter, get there, and we're going to get it started. And it gives us codification. One of the things about Yah, he don't just leave you stranded without a map, without a code, without a protocol and procedures. And he tells us about our responsibility toward our property, even though we don't own no property nowhere on the block here. But when you get back home, you're going to own some property, and you got to be responsible. So we're trying to give you these fundamentals right. You're going to own some land, and you got to be responsible for your land and the animals and the people on your land. And here's one of the responsibilities for your property. You gave you the landlord. You can't call and say, that's a landlord problem. You the problem if you don't get it right. So let me put on my speckles as they sit down south. And it says, as far as property is concerned, if a man steals an ox or a sheep, and slaughters it and sells it. And these cops. And see, we have a different judicial system, which is quite constructive, I would think. Instead of locking people up and you feed them for 5 or 3 or 10 years, you make them pay back, which is more constructive. And sell it, he shall restore 5 ox for an ox, 4 sheep for a sheep. If the thief is found breaking in, and he is struck so that he dies, there should be no guilt for his bloodshed. That's pretty fair. If the sun has risen on him, there shall be guilt for his bloodshed. He should make full restitution. If he has nothing, then he shall be sold for his thievery, his theft. If the theft is certainly found, the thief is certainly found alive with what he stole in his hand. He's red caught red-handed in his hand. Whether it is an ox or a donkey or sheep, he shall restore double. I think that's quite fair. Not unlike this universal white race supremacy judicial system. Well, you can't even trust the Supreme Court justice. If a man causes a field or vineyard to be grazed and let loose his animal, and you didn't let your animal graze somebody's field, and it feeds in another man's field, that person shall make restitution from the best of his own field and the best of his own vineyard. You're going to pay that man back. If a fire breaks out and catches in thorns, so that stagnant grain or standing grain or the field is consumed, he who killed the fire should surely make restitution. It's quite fair. If a man delivers to his neighbor's money, now I come to bring Cartier some money or article to keep for me, and it is stolen out of the man's house, and if the thief is found, that thief shall pay double. If the thief is not found, then the master of the house, Cartier, should be, don't let me use Cartier, because Cartier ain't that kind of, he's a more responsible kind of brother. Let's just say Tommy. I gave it to Tommy. And Tommy, shall, now, if I gave it, if the thief is not found, then Tommy the master house shall be brought to the judges to see whether he has put his hand into his neighbor's good. Now, see whether or not Tommy has stole my stuff. I'm trying to be slick with it. For any kind of trespasser, whether it is concerns an ox, a donkey, a sheep, or clothing, or for any kind of lost thing which another claims to be his, the cause of both parties shall come before the judge. You don't take the law into your own hand. And whomever the judge is condemned shall pay double to his neighbor. If a man delivers to his neighbor a donkey, an ox, a sheep, and I deliver to Tommy a donkey, an ox, or a sheep, or any animal be kept, and if that animal dies and Tommy's keep is hurt or driven away, no one seeing it, then an oath of Yah shall be between them. They got to make an oath before the Most High between them both that he had not put his hand in the tummy and now he stole my goods. And the owner shall accept. I shall accept that tummy ain't stole my goods when he made that vow before the LM. He shall not make good. But if in fact it is stolen from him by Tommy, he shall make restitution to the owner of it. If it is torn to pieces by a beast, then he shall bring it as evidence, and it shall, he shall not make good, Tommy shall not make good what was torn. If a man borrows anything from his neighbor, his brother, or sister, and it become injured or dies, and the owner of it not being with it, he shall surely make good. Tommy shall make good to me. If I'm not around and something happened to my animal that Tommy had made use and borrowed my animal, Tommy's going to have to make good of it. If his owner was with it, now if I came along with that animal, he should not make good because I was there. I was on the spot. Tommy had me and my animal. And it came for hire. It's my responsibility. It's not Tommy's responsibility anymore. Patrell, what say you, my brother?
It sounds just and fair to me.
It sounds
you there with your animal, with your friend, and he dies. You've seen what happened. And you could have prevented it. It ain't the responsibility of your friend. If your animal dies, then you wouldn't.
Exactly. Those are duties, protocols, and procedures that the Most High demands of us. And we should be demanding those protocols and procedures right now as we speak. Even in
one thing
world.
I noticed, though.
Right. Go ahead, Katria.
There's no jail sentences here.
No. What's the point?
You had to make restitution. If you stole something, got caught in the land. If you stole an ox, you had to pay back 5 oxen, which means you ain't too prone to be stealing somebody's ox.
Exactly.
If you get caught, you got to pay back 5 oxen. Wow.
Wow. I tell you what, Katria, that was much more productive than the negative aspect of the locking people up in the inner prison system and think that's going to solve a problem. That does not solve problems. That creates more problems. The Most High has solved a problem and creating less problems, praise Yah, by way of not putting these people in interconfining, as they do in the system of universal white race supremacy.
So if a man steals your ox or your sheep, it means that he's desperate or he's poor.
Exactly.
If he gets caught, we read yesterday about servitude.
Right, he's got to go.
You got to work for that man 7 years, and after 7 years, he got to release you.
Makes sense, Katja. It's fair. More than fair.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Katria.
Yes.
Let's find the more and ceremonial principles. Like I said, y'all always got codes and principles that we must apply ourselves to. And you don't, like Katria, you said when we started a long time ago, y'all is an open book test. He don't leave nothing for chance and our happenstance. You don't have to wonder about anything. You don't have to figure anything out. You just have to study it and apply it. It's just quite that simple. But unfortunately, some of us make it hard, steal that hard because why? Because we're still stiff-necked and stubborn. We want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it, or to whoever we want to do it to, and we think that's supposed to suffice. That's asinine. Stop doing that, people. That's not working for you. It's not Yah, and it's working entirely against you. Let's find out about morals. If a man entices a virgin who is not betrothed, he didn't act on this woman, and she's not betrothed, and he lies with her, he do the nasty with her, he shall surely pay the bride price. There ain't nothing for free in our land for her to be his wife. Yah understand the importance and significance of our women. He values our women. You cannot take advantage of them or use them and abuse them. And he goes on to tell these brothers, if you entice a virgin who is not betrothed, and lies with her, he shall surely, you go marry this woman, you shall surely pay the bride price for her to be his wife. If a father only refuses to give, okay, go ahead, Katria.
How many virgins will we have if this rule was in effect?
We would have quite a few virgins, and then
some. Oh, yeah.
These guys won't be macking on them and getting the goodies and trying to get away.
Because there's a price to pay. You got to marry her, and you have to pay a dowry. Trust me.
Right, exactly.
You ain't just running up and down the hood sleeping with every fine chick that you see. Oh, no.
No, y'all don't go for that. Y'all don't go to that. And certainly in the case of married women, that's a no-no anyway.
That's another dimension, bro.
That's something that you don't even want to deal with, truth be told. You don't play with your mess with other folks' wives or other folks' husbands, okay? Get your own if you want one. And he says, but now, if a father utterly refused to give her to him, if daddy don't want no parts of him, he shall pay money according to the bride price of virgin. He still got to pay. The daddy ain't got to give her to you, but you still got to put up that money. Ain't nothing for free play. Y'all don't play that. And then Yah skips to something that's quite fascinating, Katri, I'm a fellow students. And he just jumps in on it. He said, you should not permit a sorceress to live. He don't like witchcraft and sorceries. Point blank, bottom line. No if, and, buts, but it just comes out the blue on you. Bam, broadside you. Yah said, you should not permit a sorceress to live. I don't like witchcraft and sorcery. That's what Yah said. And he did it deliberately because he takes you out of the context of the story, the studies, and it's just like he was thinking this. And if you say, hey, let me say this right quick, because he's serious about that, and you should take it quite seriously, too. And then he goes on to say, whoever lies, yeah, go ahead, Katria.
All them Harry Potter fans out there. Sorcerers and warlocks and witches.
In our land, they're going to get gat.
You better back up off that.
Yeah, in our land, you get gat. It's just that simple. Thank you, Katria. And it says about bestiality. Whoever lies with an animal shall surely be put to death. If you're a Freaky Friday, you like salmon and sheep, you got problems. A salad and sheep, you got problems. Because you're going to be put to death. Y'all don't like no Freaky Friday brothers and sisters sleeping with animals. Bestiality. He who sacrificed to any god except to Yah only, he should be utterly destroyed. You should destroy him or her.
Mm-mm.
And he goes, oh, yeah. Go ahead, Katria. What's your comment, brother?
You said they sacrifice to any other god but Yah?
Yes,
how many other gods out there but Yah?
There's a whole lot of them, but they Yah.
And our people is all up in them, right?
All kind of religions.
And what's awaiting them? Not heaven, but destruction.
You better believe it. He shall utterly, or she shall be utterly destroyed.
And he didn't say worship me and my son, did he?
No, he didn't say nothing about that. I don't know where they get that stuff from, but he ain't said nothing about nothing like that. Y'all done changed. We changed. We go along with the flavor of the day. Y'all don't go along with the flavor of the day. Y'all don't go along with fads. And y'all certainly don't follow people that he calls his enemies. Allow his enemies to teach his people. Man, that's crazy. He going to allow Edom to teach Israel? He going to allow the Romans, the Greeks, and so forth to teach his people, bring the truth to his people? Come on, man. What the hell are y'all smoking on, man? It doesn't even stand to reason if you knew Yah. Y'all not going to let your enemy teach you nothing. Y'all ain't going to give your enemy nothing to teach you. And they ain't got nothing to teach you but a bunch of lies, misdirection, and our confusion and gaslighting, name calling. Oh, they got plenty of that. They got White House of that. But they certainly ain't got the truth for you. Truth be told. Praise
God. Just let you know they don't know the creator of the universe.
Exactly. Because they don't.
Matter of fact, they tell you it was a Big Bang.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They tell you it came from a monkey. But truth be told, Cartrell, maybe they came from a monkey because I've dissected a monkey mentally in my mind. And I know what a monkey don't look like his hair color. If you shave the monkey, all the hair off his body, he don't look nothing like no Hebrew Israelite. That's all I'm saying. You know, he look like some people. But he only looks like Hebrew Israelite. That's all I'm going to say about that. And he steals everything he put his hand on. That's all I'm going to say about that. Praise God. All right. Cottrell, what say you, my brother?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if we came from monkeys, where's all the hair that's supposed to be on our body? Because monkeys don't wear clothes.
No. No. Praise God, Katja. You should neither. You know what, Katja? And I like the kindness and mercy of the Most High. And a lot of folks like to mistreat people of different nations. But the Most High said, don't do that. You know why he says don't do that? You should neither mistreat a stranger or oppress him. Point blank. It's quite simple. You don't mistreat or oppress no one. Why? For you were stranger in the land of Mithraim where they were doing that thing to you. Why are you going to put it on somebody else? Don't do
that. In other words, two wrongs don't make a right.
You better believe it, my brother. You better believe it. Yah's in the business of solving problems, not in a continual creating of problems, God's will. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And our people, our widows and fatherless children and poor folks, you should not afflict any widow or fatherless child. And Yah said, if you afflict them in any way and they cry out at all to me, I will surely, Yah said, I will surely hear that cry. And my wrath will become hot. I will kill you with the sword. Your wives shall be widows, point blank, and your children fatherless. And that's why we are told when we're trying to get back to Yah, the significance of widows and fatherless children and poor folk in our nation. They're very important to the LOM. That's why the Most High says this. The Most High says, you should cry to me. Cry for your elders, your ancient ones, the mistakes they made that got us in this situation. Continue to cry for yourselves, for your continuum in this situation. Gather yourselves together. Learn to do good to one another, the widows, the fatherless children, and the poor folk. See, we got a lot of work to do, Cartier, fellow students. You know, I know a lot of y'all waiting on y'all like we're waiting on y'all, but you got a lot of work to be doing by way of working on yourselves, by way of uniting, gathering oneself together under the same protocol, procedures, and processes, by way of crying out to the Most High for the mistakes our elders made, our ancient ones, by way of crying out to the Most High for the continuum, mistakes we continue to make, by gathering ourselves together, as I just spoke, by taking care of our widows, our fatherless children, and our poor folk. So we've got a lot of work to do while we're waiting on the Most High. So don't become lethargic and complacent. I ain't got nothing to do. Yeah, you got something to do, and you need to learn to do it. And it's just that simple. Cartrell, what say you, my brother?
I'm just going to remind you of what we read yesterday in Psalms 41.
Okay.
Psalms 41 says, blessed is he who considers the poor. Yah will deliver him in a day of evil. Yah will preserve him and keep him alive. He will bless him on the earth, and he will surely surrender. He will not surrender him to the will of his enemies. Yah will sustain him on his sick bed and restore him from his bed of illness. So we know that Yah looks out for the poor, the needy, the fatherless, and the widow. And most of us are fatherless. We grow up in fatherless homes, right? And our enemies take advantage of that, don't they?
Exactly.
And what the father wants. They want us to be raised by our mothers. So we are raised as fatherless children, and they do kill our men in the street on a regular basis. And like you said, if we cry out to Yah, they're going to be in trouble. Because what Yah going to do? He said, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath will grow hot, and I will kill you with the sword, and your wives shall be widows, and your children shall be fatherless. So this is a prayer right here that our enemies fear. That if we connect with Yah and we cry out, because we are fatherless and we are widowed, and our enemies are taking advantage of us, when we cry out to Yah, trust me, they're in trouble.
Praise God. They are, Cartrell.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Cartrell. Yah says, in accordance to us, if you lend money to any of my people who are poor among you, you should not be like a moneylender to him. You should not charge him interest. If you ever take your neighbor's garment as a pledge, you shall return it to him before the sun goes down. But that is his only covering as be a poor person. It is his garment for his skin. I'm concerned about him. What will he sleep in? And it will be that when he cries to me, and I will hear, for I'm gracious. Y'all say, I'm going to hear. If you mistreat your brothers and sisters, you don't put the charge interest to your brothers and sisters, especially those that are poor among us. Yah says, you shall not revile Yah. Talk bad about Yah. Nor curse a ruler of your people. See, we're not a democratic system where you go in, you call old Joe Biden stuttering and muttering and whatnot and can't walk, can't talk and all that. Now, that's what they do in a system of democracy. But the system of monocracy, where Yah the head and the rulers under his auspices, you supposed to keep your mouth off them going around talking about folks. You know we good at that. Oh, girl, yeah, King Dog, girl, he old now. He can't do it like he did it. Mm-mm, girl, he can't even go to the battlefield. I don't know why he got him on the throne.
Yeah.
Our
people today don't call King David King David. They call him just David.
I do. That's, I give him his right because they call Queen Elizabeth Queen Elizabeth. I'm going to certainly give my king respect to him, King David, King Solomon, King Saul, and so on and so forth.
Why this verse is so important. We got to respect our ancient king, whether they were good or bad. They were the rulers of the nation.
That's that on that. Keep your mouth off of them. It's just that simple. Who are you? Thank you, Katria. You should not delay to offer the first of your ripe produce. And you don't come trying to be slick. Come get Yah the second or the third. You put offer Yah the first of your ripe produce in your juices. The firstborn of your sons, you should give to me, Yah said. You can redeem them back, but you give them to me first. Likewise, you should do with your oxen, your sheep. It should be with his mother 7 days. And after 7 days, you bring him on home. On the 8th day, you should give it to me, Yah says. And what do Yah says to us men and women? We supposed to be representatives of the Most High. And by way of, why do I say that? Here's what Yah says. You shall be holy men to me, holy men and women. You can't do what they're doing. You can't act how they're acting. You can't talk the way they're talking. You can't walk the way they're talking. You're my representative. Represent me, Yah says. This ain't no game, people. You shall not eat meat torn by beasts in the field. That's being unholy. You're doing what everybody else do. And one thing in particular, you just finding some animal torn up in the field and you just laying down with these heathen and just eating right along with them. You should throw it to the dog. See, a lot of stuff going on, y'all, eating with these heathens. A lot of stuff y'all need to be throwing to the dogs. The way they talk, the way they walk, the way they comport themselves, the way they interact with themselves. These are violent people and a violent man teaching you their violent, despicable, and disruptible ways. They're not teaching you about Yah. They're not teaching you about yourself. They teach you to be complacent, lethargic, and just go along to get along. And just be happy about it. You're supposed to be representative of Yah. Don't forget that. You don't represent Yamsu. You don't represent Contra. You don't represent Abia. You don't even represent yourself. You better represent the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub, and you better do it well. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Contra, my dear brother, you have the mic.
All praises. Your wife Nastanya did well not to eat that deer that she killed on the road.
You were over that country.
Well, she could have gave it to the dogs. I don't know if you got a dog. She could have gave that deer to the dogs.
Exactly. Praise Yah, country. Exactly.
So that firstborn son thing is something that's monumental to the Most High. He felt a way about killing all the firstborns of Egypt. So he made it monumental within our nation that everything that's firstborn, animal, beast, man, it belongs to me.
Great job. Certainly does, Cottrell.
So if you have a firstborn son, then he's the son of redemption. That's what we call him, the son of redemption. Because he belongs to Yah.
Praise Yah, Cottrell. He certainly does. Well, Cottrell, fellow students, as Cottrell is done for his segment, my segment, he's ready for his segment, which I believe, Cottrell, is the song, y'all call it songs, the song 44, I believe. Maybe, I think it's 44. And it means
it's 42.
42?
Yep.
No, let me look at that right quick. Let me look at that. No, we did that one. We did that yesterday. It's 43. It's 43, my brother. My wife just hollered up here, 43, country. So she marks it.
I don't think I read 42, but I'll read 43.
Okay. Now, let me read what it says, Cadre. Prayer to Yah in time of trouble. Let me repeat that. Prayer to Yah, not to your mama, not to your daddy, not to your sister, not to your brother, not to your husband, not to your wife, not to the priest, the pope, and not to your pastor. Prayer to Yah in a time of trouble. One more time. Prayer to Yah in a time of trouble. Praise Yah and bless his holy name.
So I guess we should pray this prayer every day, right? Because we're in times of trouble, aren't we?
You better believe it.
People are losing their lives day and night. There's no guarantee you're going to come back home if you leave your house. All praise to the Holy One of Yisrael. Because we're in times of trouble. Who is the author of this song? Was it King David or was it the sons of Korah? Or they don't say.
Well, it gives no author, Dr. There's no author given for the song. But we'll study it as we study. And perhaps we can come to some conclusion of who's the author.
Well, it really doesn't matter because this prayer should be in every Israelite's mouth every day.
Praise
Psalm 43, all praise. Praise Yah. Vindicate me, Elohim, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. Do we live in an ungodly nation? Do we live in an ungodly world? Oh, deliver me from deceitful and wicked men. Do we live amongst deceitful and wicked men? I would say yes. For you are the Elohim of my strength. Why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Oh, send out your light and your truth, which we do in a real talk, the real people show. We send out Yah's light and Yah's truth. Let them lead me. Yah's light and truth should be leading us. Let them bring me to your holy hill, to your tent, not in heaven, but in Jerusalem, in Zion. Then I will go to the altar of Elohim, to Elohim, my exceeding joy. I will praise you on the harp, Elohim, my Elohim. Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me? Hope in Elohim, for I shall still praise him, my Savior, my Helper, and my Elohim. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, because he is our Helper, our Elohim, and our Savior. We should all praise him each and every day. And he gives us the gift of life. All praise.
All praise. And bless his holy name. That being said, the studies are quite informative. We've left you out with a vast reservoir of information. Dive into it. Meditate on it. Apply it. I mean, what's the use of going to a school to be an electrician and you don't ever apply it? It's a waste of time. You know all the things, what to do with electricity, but you ain't never made a move to wire anything up. Wire this up. It's simple. It's not hard. Stop being stiff-necked and stubborn. I ancient one cute, and you aren't either. Humble yourself. Praise the Most High. Bless the Most High. Seek solutions from the Most High. And lean and trust in the Most High. Let the Most High be your rock, your shield, your buckler, your high tower. Take an exclusive advice. I assure you, he will come to your need when you cry out to him. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Katria, any closing remarks and comments?
It's a lot to meditate on. The studies that we study, it should lead you the way in spiritual understanding of the Most High. I just hope, you know, people latch on, because these aren't our words. These are words of the Most High, and these are words of our ancient fathers. So we bring them to you every day for you to learn something, to gain strength spiritually, and we hope you do that. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Shalom and good night.
All praise. Praise Yah. We love y'all. Shalom and good night.
Children aren't guilty, no. Stand in the circle.